Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. The Great American Songbook is full of familiar names: George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern. However, the name Harry Warren might not immediately ring a bell. While this Hollywood composer's name might have eluded the spotlight, his dozens of hits, written in the golden age of the film musical, certainly have not. Hits like Chattanooga Choo Choo, 42nd Street, and At Last. On this episode, we'll hear Warren's song, sung by Nat King Cole, Dinah Washington, The Flamingos, and more. It's the Harry Warren Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hurry and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. Hush a mile by you, this and that, you'll hear a daddy saying, baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night, the milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Dave Brubeck.
Some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Two of the three Academy Award winners for Best Song that Harry Warren received. We just heard You'll Never Know, sung by Dick Hames, a number one record for Hames back in 1943, and before that, a live performance from the White House in 1962 of Tony Bennett and Dave Brubeck performing Warren and Al Dubin's Lullaby of Broadway. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're highlighting the songs of composer Harry Warren. Personally, Harry Warren eluded the spotlight. Unlike some other songwriters like Johnny Mercer or Hoagy Carmichael, Warren never cared much about publicity. Even when he was living in L.A. with Academy Awards and gold records to his name, he never attended a single Hollywood party. But his songs, well, they couldn't help but be popular. We'll begin with a recording from a little later in his career, in 1941, that has the distinction of being the very first gold record ever. Here's Glenn Miller's orchestra, featuring Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs, performing Warren and Mack Gordon's Chattanooga Choo Choo on Afterglow. Thank you.
at those peepers, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
One of Harry Warren's most popular tunes, that was Jeepers Creepers, recorded in 1953 by Chris Connor and the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Warren wrote Jeepers Creepers with lyricist Johnny Mercer, and it was featured in the 1938 film Going Places, a film that co-starred none other than Ronald Reagan. Before that, we heard Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller's orchestra. Harry Warren wrote the music for dozens of hit songs for films. But before he was Harry Warren, the gold record-earning songwriter, he was Salvatore Guaragna, a poor kid and self-taught musician out of Brooklyn, New York, who played drums and piano in dance halls. Warren collaborated with a number of great lyricists over the course of his career, the first being Al Dubin. Warren and Dubin worked together at Warner Studios in Hollywood on several so-called backstage musicals, including Gold Diggers of 1933, 42nd Street, and Moulin Rouge from 1934. In fact, it was the success of these Warren and Dubin musicals that helped rescue Warner Brothers from near bankruptcy in the 1930s. Here's the Nat King Cole Trio performing the hit song from Moulin Rouge, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, on Afterglow.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. always find me always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
Dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. Side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite on 42nd Street. Sweet sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. Side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite, 42nd Street. 42nd Street. Naughty, bawdy, gaudy, sporty, 42nd Street.
Came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September. In the rain, in the rain, in the rain. It's still September.
Three songs written by Harry Warren with lyrics by Al Dubin. We just heard Julie London performing September in the Rain in 1956. That song originally from the 1937 film Melody for Two. Before that, Mel Torme from 1963 with the title track to the film 42nd Street in the style of a samba. And before that, the Nat King Cole Trio performing Warren and Dubin's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That comes from Cole's Complete Capitol Recordings box set. In the 1940s, Harry Warren moved from Warner Brothers to 20th Century Fox Studios, where he teamed up with another great lyricist, Mack Gordon. The duo was nominated four times for the Academy Award for Best Song, winning once with the song You'll Never Know. Here's one of the last collaborations between Warren and Gordon, the 1945 song The More I See You, originally made famous by Dick Hames from the film Diamond Horseshoe. Here's Johnny Hartman in 1966 performing The More I See You on Afterglow.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free, my heart won't cry. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. How much I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. Can you imagine how much I love you?
Be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Chet Baker from Chet Baker Sings, performing the Harry Warren and Matt Gordon song, There Will Never Be Another You. Before that, another Warren and Gordon collaboration from a 20th Century Fox musical. That was Johnny Hartman performing The More I See You. Harry Warren was an industrious composer, publishing over 500 songs in his career and writing probably hundreds more. He said once in an interview with writer Max Wilk that he would often have to write 15 to 20 melodies before narrowing in on that perfect arrangement. Here's a melody from very early in his career, a song he wrote in 1930 before moving out west for the Broadway musical Sweet and Low. The Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong duet, Would You Like to Take a Walk, on Afterglow.
Put down that horn. Don't you ever get tired.
Well, deep down in my heart, baby, I don't. But what's on your cute little mind there?
Would you like to take a walk?
Why not, babes?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Oh, not in California.
How about a sarsaparilla?
Straight, bitch.
Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the lady's song? Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty strain. Mm-hmm. Do you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good will come from there.
When you're strolling through the Wares, you need a Whoses to lean upon.
But when you have no Whoses to hug and what's his, gosh darn.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Ain't you sick of television?
I'd much rather go fishing.
Something good'll come from that. Kind of talk.
better take a walk.
Can you play another song?
This record's getting long, so cut out the talk. Honey, we better take a walk.
And something good will come from that.
Would You Like to Take a Walk? Written by Harry Warren, with lyrics by Mort Dixon and Billy Rose. Performed there by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. We'll have more songs by Harry Warren in just a bit. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We're looking at the many songs of songwriter Harry Warren this hour, a man whose personal life eluded the spotlight, but whose songs never did. After successful partnerships with lyricists Al Dubin at Warner Brothers and Matt Gordon at 20th Century Fox, Warren eventually moved on to Paramount Pictures in the 1950s, composing more songs for film musicals, with a variety of lyricists. He had two big successes at Paramount in the 1950s. One was the title track to the Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr film An Affair to Remember from 1956, and the other was the somewhat silly That's Amore from the 1953 Martin and Lewis comedy The Caddy. That tune later became a signature number for Dean Martin for the rest of his career.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Let's hear that first song now. Here's Dinah Washington performing An Affair to Remember from 1961 on Afterglow.
Our love affair is a wondrous thing that we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and a page was torn out of time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn throughout eternity. So take my hand with a fervent prayer that we may live and so that we may share a love affair to remember. Please take my hand with a fervent prayer that we may live and so that we may share a love affair to remember.
Serenade in blue, I'm somewhere in another world, alone with you, sharing all the joys we used to know many moons ago. Once again your face comes back to me, just like the theme of some forgotten melody in the album of my memory. Serenade in blue. It seems like only yesterday, a small cafe, a crowded floor, and as we dance the night away, I hear you say forevermore, and then the song became a sigh, forevermore became goodbye, but you remained in my heart. Tell me, darling, is there still a spark, or only lonely ashes of the flame we knew? Should I go on whistling in the dark, serenade in blue? It seems like only yesterday, a small cafe, a crowded floor, and as we dance the night away, I hear you say forevermore. And then the song became a sigh, forevermore became goodbye, but you remained in my heart. So tell me, darling, is there still a spark, or only lonely ashes of the flame that we knew? Should I go on whistling in the dark, serenade in blue?
Frank Sinatra performing Warren and Gordon's Serenade in Blue, from the 1942 film Orchestra Wives. That's off of Sinatra's 1962 album Sinatra and Swingin' Brass, arranged by Neil Hefti. Before that, one of Harry Warren's Oscar-nominated songs from the 1950s. That was Dinah Washington with the title track to the film An Affair to Remember, with lyrics by Harold Adamson and Leo McCarey. It's really a wonder that Harry Warren wasn't more well-known, Consider the fact that Warren won 3 Academy Awards for Best Song and was nominated 11 times. And compare that to the so-called king of the film musical, Irving Berlin, who was nominated only 8 times and only won once. Here now is the last one of those 3 Academy Award winners, the 1945 song On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, from the film The Harvey Girls, starring Judy Garland, who also made the tune famous. Here's a great stripped-down recording of this song from 1992 by Harry Connick Jr., featuring the outstanding bass player Ray Brown. Harry Connick Jr. and Ray Brown performing the Academy Award-winning Harry Warren tune On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe on Afterglow.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh. Got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Thank you.
here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Ray Brown's hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer tune On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, performed by Harry Connick Jr., featuring bass player Ray Brown. That's off of Connick's 1992 album titled 25. Of all the enormously popular tunes that Harry Warren wrote, there are two songs, or really two recordings, that I feel have embedded themselves into the public consciousness more than just about any other. And it's interesting, because these two songs don't have much of a jazz influence to them. They are Warren and Gordon's At Last, performed by Etta James, and Warren and Al Dubin's I Only Have Eyes for You, performed by the doo-wop group The Flamingos. The original recording of At Last by Glenn Miller in 1942 was actually a bigger hit than the Etta James soul version from 1961. But it's Etta James' recording that has probably had the greater lasting appeal due to her phenomenal vocals. Here now is a rare live recording from the early 1960s of Etta James performing Harry Warren's At Last on Afterglow.
I'd like to do At Last.
Wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I speak. A dream that I can call my own. I found a three.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
The Chicago doo-wop group The Flamingos and their haunting 1959 recording of the 1934 Harry Warren and Al Dubin song, I Only Have Eyes for You. Before that, we heard Etta James live with At Last. And that's it for our Harry Warren songbook edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.